And by the way, usually the most confident people, I mean the real stars, they're the people, because I mean, they really understand what they're doing. They tend to actually focus mostly on their flaws, because, and the reason they focus on their flaws is if you're trying to get better and better all the time, the stuff you're good at kind of doesn't matter. What matters is the stuff you're not doing well at right now. And, you know, to go back to the sort of scaling thing, that's one of the things that I've always really admired at Pixar. You know, just earlier in the week, I actually did a scaling talk at Pixar, and then later met with some of the senior folks. Is they are the most self-critical culture. I mean, they've done, you know, and not everything's always perfect there. It's like all organizations, but all they do is kind of focus on all the stuff that they're not doing well enough, and they've always been like that. They have that sort of relentless restlessness, and one reason that they focus is they're so good that they, if they don't stay paranoid like that, they think that they'll lose their edge.
Yes. So how does that connect with, you know, the whole strength-based movement kind of thing, and, you know, focus on your strengths? By the way, Bob, I just feel so great you saying that people who are really good see all their bad. And I fit into that mold. So, I'm starting to feel really great now. So, but anyway, back to the strength.
We'll get to the strengths thing, but this is something especially for the innovation stuff I've done over the years. So there's sort of an argument in psychology, which is, I don't think it's reaching a resolution, but there's some interesting data that points, which is, what's better for innovation, being an optimist or a pessimist? And I hate to say it, but the answer is sort of yes. And so what it looks like, there was Jennifer Acker, one of my colleagues, and some of her students have done some research. And sort of what it looks like is that if you're just a blind optimist, that's completely optimist, that you tend not to see flaws enough. But if you're a pessimist, you can't move forward. So the answer seems to be, in one way, the way I like to put it, is happy worriers are the best thing, which is people who are optimistic about how things are going to come out in the end, but are really, really worried about things that are screwed up and not working at the moment. Those are the sort of like the most creative people. And, you know, that's one of those other scaling stars in the book, David Kelly from IDEO, the classic case. He's always thinking about the next big thing and how cool it is. But then when you talk to him about what's going on today in terms of this particular project or this particular person, he's always worried about how screwed up things are and how we can fix it. So I think that the happy worrier thing is good. On the strengths-based stuff, I mean, I guess I don't have a huge opinion on that. That does seem reasonable to me. And where the strengths-based stuff, I think, seems especially logical. And I think that they've moved in this direction too, because I mean the folks who've developed that are quite smart. Is that the strength based thing sort of only works if you're in a team of people who have different strengths than you and you understand each other's strengths and weaknesses. So the strength stuff by itself might be interesting from individuals, but since I'm more interested in team and organizational performance and things at scale, the question is, if you form a team where you have people with offsetting strengths and weaknesses, and they know when to defer to one another, and frankly, if there's a leader, he or she knows who to listen to and who to call on, that's a really functional team. And if everybody has the exact same strengths and weaknesses, which sometimes happens, you actually get in all sorts of trouble, because that means that that either you're incompetent or you're fabulous, but all at the same time. So that's the problem with hiring people just like yourself, right? You end up with a bunch of clones who are equally incompetent at all the same things.